Omicron dominates in U.S. claiming 73% of fresh coronavirus cases. By Nathaniel Charles on December 21, 2021. The Omicron variant has taken hold across the U.S. with new infection rates accounting for 73% of coronavirus cases, results released Tuesday reveal. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has estimated there were more than 650,000 cases of Omicron infections last week in the U.S., nearly a 6x increase in its share of infections from the week before, AP reports. While nationally Omicron is responsible for 73% of cases, in some areas of the country levels are even higher. In the Pacific Northwest, the Southeast, the industrial Midwest and the New York area, it is estimated that Omicron accounts for an estimated 90% or more of fresh infections. The CDC's estimates are based on thousands of samples collected from across the country that are analyzed by the CDC's scientists to determine which coronavirus genetic specimens are most prevalent. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky has predicted that Omicron will replace the Delta variant in the U.S., commenting, "I anticipate that over time that Delta will be crowded out by Omicron." The CDC have not yet released any estimates for hospitalizations or deaths as a result of the Omicron variant. Tonight, President Joe Biden will address the nation on the rapid spread of the Omicron variant in the United States. Biden is expected to announce new coronavirus restrictions as part of an expansion of his winter plan. So far, the winter plan includes measures such as requiring businesses to get their workers vaccinated or tested weekly, and launching family vaccination clinics. It has been reported in CBS News that Biden will also be issuing a stark warning of what the winter will look like for Americans that choose to remain unvaccinated.